how does treated salt compare to a liquid system? What is top of mind with you, Paul, in that regard?
Well, to me, I think it's the cost factor. Those people that don't have the ability to have a liquid system, Mark alluded to it, not all of his trucks had liquids initially, and so having a treated salt allowed him to get the benefit of liquid with the salt. So the liquids system is a great enhancer, and I agree with Mark that that's a likely the premium is a treated salt and a liquid system. But the reality is most municipalities can't afford, especially small municipalities, can't afford the liquid system.
Right.
Plus the complication of the computerized system that operates it, or the series of pumps, the tanks that are required, the storage of the liquid, the availability of the liquid, versus call up your vendor and say, deliver me 40 tons of treated salt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you get all of the great benefits of liquid delivered, attached to your salt already.
So, Paul, would you agree with the statement that in the end, a treated salt strategy is less expensive than a liquid system ultimately?
I would say yes, because you use the exact same equipment that you have today. And even if you have a liquid system, you can still use this treated salt.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a liquid system, no changes are required at all.
Now, Paul, from a from an equipment standpoint, looking at treated salt here, how does that approach affect your equipment? What has your experience been on equipment with treated salt? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, the treated salt is far more benign as far as corrosion goes. It's very flowable, so it doesn't interfere with the operation. It's not as difficult on your equipment. You don't have to wash as extensively as you do running dry product. Overall, your loaders, your snow plows, the boxes especially, undercarriages of vehicles are far more durable, last a lot longer before you have to repaint them.